This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel on Wednesday warned that ally Hezbollah quit its attacks along their shared border that's between Hamas ally and Hezbollah, raising concerns that the Israeli-Hamas war would spill over in the region, coming as the Palestinian death toll continued to rise amid Israel's heavy pounding of Gaza. Reuters' Diane Toe.
Plumes of smoke rise over Israel's northern border with Lebanon as worries increase about the spillover from Israel's war with Hamas. According to a security source, Hezbollah on Wednesday fired more rockets and weaponized drones at Israel than it has in any previous day. The Israeli Defense Forces said it has shot down rockets identified as crossing from Lebanon and released footage said to show its warplanes hitting Hezbollah military sites. Israel's emergency minister, Benny Gantz, signaled the country could step up its response to cross-border attacks from the Iran-backed militant group.
That is Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. The number of wounded Israeli soldiers is mounting, representing a hidden cost of the war.
Israel's defense ministry says roughly 3,000 members of the country's security forces have been wounded since the Israel-Hamas war began. Eden Kleiman, who heads the non-profit Disabled Veterans Organization, says he has never seen such a large scope of wounded soldiers. More than 160 soldiers have been killed since the ground operation began, and 1,200 Israelis were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. In Gaza, more than 21,000 Palestinians have been killed, close to 55,000 wounded, and amputations have become commonplace. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Beginning in March, the U.S. state of Texas will give police broader power to arrest migrants and allow judges to order them out of the United States.
The new law signed by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott comes 2 years after the state launched a smaller-scale operation to arrest migrants for trespassing, in which landowners along the border enter agreements with the state to authorize the arrests on their land. That's resulted in nearly 10,000 arrests, but recently one landowner asked officials to stop the arrests. Governor Abbott has suggested that Texas may soon phase out the trespassing arrests as it moves forward with illegal entry charges that can be enforced most anywhere in the state. Civil rights organizations have already sued to stop the new law, calling it an unconstitutional overreach that encroaches on the U.S. government's immigration authority. I'm Donna Warder.
Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant encampment on the banks of the Rio Grande as U.S. pressure mounts to limit a surge of migrants reaching the border. Mexico is removing the tents both from the occupied and unoccupied from the encampment in the border city across from Brownsville, Texas. The operation using bulldozers and workers with machetes continued Wednesday as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador in Mexico City. The U.S. is announcing what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
African scientists warn that discrimination against gay and bisexual men on the continent could make an mpox outbreak in Congo worse. Last month, UN officials confirmed that a more severe form of mpox was spreading via sex for the first time in Congo. In previous flare-ups, the virus mainly sickened people in contact with diseased animals. Experts say the stigma against gay communities is driving the disease underground. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.